Greetings, salutation, and love to all my soap movies and game changers. This is Miss Ken Ken on Levelhead Radio. I hope y'all feeling good, feeling great, and I hope this message brings out the best in you. Today's topic is reposition for greatness. It might look like we're knee deep in drama, pain, feel like we're stuck in muck, and don't seem that there's a no way out. But you know what? There's a strategic plan. I can't speak right now. There's a strategic plan that's going on. And you have to realize that God is repositioning you for greatness. It might look like these people have the upper hand. It might look like you're losing. But you know what? Sometimes we feel like we're losing the battle to win the war. I know y'all heard that. If you haven't, you have to stand firm on what God told you. You have to be agreement on the promise of his loyalty. God is a promise keeper as well as a promise maker. Yes, we have people living a lie and giving us a sense of falseness. But now God has exposed them to see their true calling to give us real healing. We have to trust God. And don't backtrack. We have to restore our sense of worth and faith and know that there's greater beginnings that are here to come. Now, people are going to copy you. People are going to mimic you. People are going to say that you're not standing in greatness. But you know what? Those are the people who are given orders by the devil. Those are the people who are trying to kill what God has created. And you know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But at the same time, you have to let God be your stronghold. You have to let God be your guide. You have to let God speak to you instead of that voice in your head. You know? So when you stand on the promises of God and you in agreement and alignment and you know that God is always beside you when you have faith in him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So you have to have faith that God is bringing you in alignment with your destiny. Even though it's hard to love your enemies, even though it's hard to keep pushing, you got to keep fighting. You got to keep pushing for greatness and be confident that it will balance itself out. Because every day you get up, the devil is never off duty. Every day you get up, you must fight to win. And know that with any victory comes opposition. You are meant to sit on the royal throne because you are a child of God. And when you realize that you have to remove the thoughts of defeat and know what you've been taught and know that people will not be in agreement and people will not get where you're coming from sometimes, but you have to be able to rely on the treasure within, and that's faith. People are not going to get your personality. People are not going to get you right away. And it's fine. But they're not wrong. Because everybody is not aligned and called to your destiny. Okay? So just know that it might seem tough right now. But as long as you're putting everything you have in this, whether it be a dollar or just changing the way you think, you're closer to your destiny. All right, y'all. Stay tuned. Well, maybe I'm tripping. Peace. Alright, it's time for maybe I'm tripping. But the Netflix videos, you know, the movies that all these celebrities that I used to look at a certain way, it's starting to change. Maybe I'm tripping, but it seems like everybody who signs with Netflix actually goes against their beliefs, their moral compass. They act their whole virtue, the what they stand for. I mean, Tim Allen, never heard him cuss once. Cusses. I mean, I hope that they don't put Sinbad on, because that would literally destroy me. You know, because I love Sinbad, man. I know y'all out there. Man's one of the funniest men alive. You know? And you got people like Chris Rock, when he did that stand-up, it was like the most unfunniest piece set that he's ever did. It was disappointing because it was like, it didn't even sound like him. It sounded like somebody had put words in his mouth. It didn't sound genuine. He was known for being truth. And it seems like everybody who stands, who has a certain influence of change and impactful presence, they're manipulating those people in Netflix deals. And it's like, okay, we want you, and we want you to change and shift. I mean, Will Smith, when he was on Bright, that was like, okay, the most cuss words he would probably say was, you know, a few. But now it's like, Will Smith and Bright, you didn't change my whole, like, where'd that come from? You see what I'm saying? What happened to what you stood for? You was the only rapper out there, like, who didn't cuss like that. There's some other there out there, I can't name them right now, but is it coming to a point that everybody who stands for something is selling out for a check? Is it coming to that point that you will leave what you were against the whole time just for a check? I hope not. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm the only one noticing it. But, I mean, seems like everybody's just changed. I mean, the world's changing, but don't change along with it. All right, y'all. Stay tuned for Level Head Love. Peace. Yay! Alright, it's time for some level head love. We pledge and dedicate to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ above. Without him, there is no me, no we, no us, no you. Second, the Baker Clan fam, my husband Donovan, and my sweet pea Alana Lurie. You know, I want to give a special shout out to Cancer Spells and Harvest Ministries. You know, they're always on point. Feel the Holy Ghost fire. It's amazing how they're always on time. And just, I want to say a prayer for all those people who are attacking you on today, you know, and throughout this 7 days in this month. It's crazy. You know, it's just the first month and we already getting us opposition. I want to say, Father God, I humbly ask to come and be in the midst of everybody listening, and me and my family as well, Father, that anybody who's sent by the enemy to cause frustration, doubt, anger, bitterness, and distrust in you, Father God, allow the healing to take place so we can have the spirit of forgiveness, Father God, not to accept, but to heal, so we can transcend, Father God, to higher places, because we can't go with emotional baggage. Father, I ask you to step in and be a protection and a guidance and a light in these difficult times as we strive and to we seek a better meaning of life, as we deal with the struggle of this, of anybody who is affected by this government shutdown, anybody who's affected by these evil spirits, Father God. It's so overwhelming at times. And Father God, I'm asking you to come and be in the hearts of these followers of darkness, Father God. And let us not be offended by their attacks, Father God, as we know that the world is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities of darkness in high places, Father God. And let your Holy Spirit be the guidance to anybody who's listening, anybody who needs to hear this. We love you, Father God, and thank you for loving us despite of our pain, despite of all the wrongdoings of people, and despite of our many thoughts that are not from you. Thank you so much. We love you, Father God, and in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Stay tuned for Ease Our Minds. Peace. All right, it's time to ease our minds and unwind with the Holy Spirit of divine and grace. Take its place in a worry-free zone of harmonic and tone to relax and let healing and love speak to us. All right, y'all, enjoy. Where do I begin? Where do I begin? It's time to come to a closing in, my friends. You know, when we have these traffic jams of life, and it seems that we're battling the acceptance of, I'm uncomfortable being in this level. I'm uncomfortable with this perception of life. I'm uncomfortable with being uncomfortable, you know, and we come to a place where we know that we were called for greater. When we come to a place in our minds and our hearts that we must get to a higher level. I went too far to go back. I went through too much pain and too much drama to stay at this place. I lost too many friends. I lost too many family members. They were removed. And you know, there's a reason why they were removed. There was a reason why that your tears were tax deductions in your life. You know? As we think that we're losing, God is repositioning us in ways that we don't understand. Yes, you people, all those people who have a tattoo, didn't it hurt to see the progress? Didn't it hurt to see the final outcome? Pain is only temporary, but the wisdom and the knowledge and wisdom and understanding that's coming with this alignment. Because you have to recalibrate your steps. You have to reconstruct your faith. You have to reorganize your thoughts. Because there's many. But when you understand it and you're waking the power within. And God is showing you what you're made of. And he's showing you that you need that double-edged sword, which is the truth. You need to be more happy. You can't let people take your joy. You have to be in a place where you release your healing to God. You can't always retaliate. You can't go to your old ways. That's why you keep ruining this cycle of everlasting drama, what it seems like. But now, it's time to uproot it. It's time to let love be our guide instead of hate, anger, bitterness. You know, kill all these people with kindness that are not in agreement with your destiny. Because all they're doing is trying to bring noise onto your peaceful, blissful life. You might not be where you want to, but you're going to be where you need to be. Kendra, it's easy for you to say, yeah, you know, I get that. I know the pain is real. I know the struggle makes you feel empty. But when you realize that you have a loving, powerful essence called God beside you, you will think differently. You can't be caught up in drama. You can't be caught up in there somebody else is prospering and I'm not. Because to be honest, you don't know what those people are going through. Just understand that everything that you went for and everything you're going through now will pay out, will pay off. And everything it took to get to this moment right now will be worth it in the end. You just gotta let God reposition you to greatness. And you know, a lot of people say, man, it didn't feel good. Didn't feel great. You know, whether you want to get worldly influence, they all know that there's something inside them felt like giving up. But to be honest with you, God was in all their lives. Whether they give acknowledgement or not, God repositioned them. God gave them the victory. And he can do the same thing for you. You just have to know that the victory is around the corner. Don't let this opposition destroy you and your progress. All right, y'all. I love you. God loves you. And remember, from the ground up, God will meet you halfway. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.